Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
All right, it's 7:48 in the morning. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2, sponsored by ComEd. If you are a parent or a grandparent and you have a feisty eater, or should I say a child that just won't eat, this Noodaloo 2 could quite possibly be the answer to your problems.
You chop their food into little pieces. You've had food flung at your head. You spend a good portion of your time wiping down floors, walls, cabinets. Are you A, the lead nutritionist at a zoo, or B, the parent of a toddler during mealtime? Assuming the answer is in fact B, then chin up, Buttercup. This week's Noodaloo 2 is something we found a while back, but put it on the back burner for whatever reason until now. Until I was so desperate to get my little three-year-old to eat something, anything. Looking for answers, I came across the Dinner Winner. With the Dinner Winner, these Chicago marathon runners won't be the only ones racing to the finish line. The Dinner Winner is a melamine plate that divides food into 8 portions with an extra covered portion for dessert. Looks kind of like something you'd see on a Candyland board, and the goal is to get to the finish line where the dessert awaits. So this week I put a few Jelly Bellies, my daughter's favorite candy, under that lid at the finish line, but no peeking until you eat everything on your plate. And I'm telling you, it's been working. She gets so excited when she finishes and she gets to unveil what's underneath the lid and has actually been asking me to eat her dinner on the game plate, as she calls it. Now, I'm not going to hold my breath here because I'm not sure how long it's going to last, but fingers crossed that we have a winner. Pun intended. The Dinner Winner by Fred and Friends goes for varying prices online. Looks like the lowest I found so far is on Amazon for about $17. You can just Google Dinner Winner or check out their website, fredandfriends.com. I will, of course, put all this information also up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com and also up on his Facebook page, complete with a little picture to show you what I'm talking about. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
So it's like the game of life.
Oh, of life. Okay. I said
right?
Candyland. I said, it's, you know, it's got the
trail. Oh, like
trail.
Candyland.
Yeah.
It's got like a little trail. Dishwasher safe.
Dishwasher safe.
And
BPA free or whatever that.
Right, right. And I think, did we both see this when we were at the house for sure? Did you pick on it as a young
I actually think you were the one that found it and you thought it was really cool. But it was kind of before I needed it. You know, Sadie's a pretty new eater, I would say, and
right,
and it's amazing.
I want an adult version. I mean, meaning that bigger, not like you know, not
well,
like
I can
pictures.
Make you some Mickey Mouse pancakes if you want.
Right. So there's individual little squares, and are there messages underneath each square?
Yeah, they say like, you know, way to go, one more bite, you're doing great.
And the last one has a cover.
It has a little cover. That is fun. Sadie loves the cover. She won't actually have given it to her without the cover. And she's, Mom, I need the lid.
Oh.
It's fun for her. And then, you know, you finish and you open the little thing at the end. And then there's
right.
your dessert.
Right.
It kind of taunts you the whole time that
right.
you're eating. So it
and
makes
so are you,
you
doing,
finish.
In other words, I know that with Sadie, it's like you can only get her to eat one or two things. But are you throwing in a piece of broccoli in one of the squares?
Oh, yeah. I do the peas and broccoli.
Right.
You know, and it makes her, you know. It's really not that much food. Just finish what's on your plate.
Easy. Don't let everybody see the real Lindsay, okay? Easy.
Ugh.
Wow, she's really tough. Wow.
It is really, though. I mean, for anyone that has a child that is a picky eater, it's hard. It's
well,
frustrating.
Well, definitely.
And,
right. And what you said about you get to your wit's end. Like, you can't figure it out, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. They won't eat. They won't
right.
eat.
How is
and
she
so,
growing?
Right. And if you're in particular at that, what can I try? Then for, you know, less than $20.
Right.
It's a plate that, you know, it's $20, but it might work.
And even
you
if
never
it's
know.
Not, you know, for picky eaters, like I mention this or you mentioned it for grandparents, you know, every kid wants to come over to grandma's house.
Right.
It's just a
right.
fun little game to play.
Try the little chicken. What's it called? Winner, winner, dinner.
Dinner, winner.
Dinner, winner. Winner, winner, dinner. I like that
winner,
better.
Winner, 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 chicken dinner?
Chicken dinner.
Chicken winner, winner, chicken dinner. Winner, winner, dinner. And you could do that and say, here's a little little game for grandma, and here's $20. That's what we do. We give them money. We load them
right,
up.
That's like, under the that's the dessert.
Right. What I would do is under the last one would be like a pile of sweet tarts. I mean, really, that would be the way to go. Here's a little chicken nugget. Here's a piece of broccoli. Here's a
20.
You know, what?
Here's a 20.
Here's a 20. Get to the third one. You get the 20 from grandma. And then at the end, a huge pile of sweet tarts. What's not better than that?
I know.
I want one. A bigger version, though.
Okay.
Like where I can put like a ribeye in one of them. All right. First is the ribeye. Right? Then there's the baked potato. You know what I mean? That would be really good. For think about it. For the people like Mike Jakubowski, he's a big, doesn't like, he likes to eat all of his food one thing at a time.
Huh.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Are you one of those people?
I mix it all.
Sam?
Together.
Do you mix your food or do you eat it one at a time?
One at a time.
Really?
Usually, yeah.
So if you have if you go out to dinner and you have a steak and a baked potato and green beans, do you like green beans?
Yes.
You would eat one at a time.
Right. You like stack everything together in one fork and then swoop it all together. Is that what you do?
In other words, you wouldn't eat the steak, then the baked potato, then the green beans. You'd put them all together.
No, I thought you meant mix it in one bite. No, I'll go around the horn. I'll mix and match, but I don't do it all in one bite. Now, some people will put it all on fork.
No, but like Mike will eat the steak, then he'll eat the potato.
Oh, he's a weirdo.
Mike Jakubowski, the weirdo.
Weirdo.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah,
he's listening.
He's listening, and he owns a gun. No.
Uh-oh. I'll be back next week.
Actually, he owns several. But anyway, but it's that's always so funny to me. And then I know people who don't like the food to touch each other.
It's all going to the same place.
Right,
well, with a dinner winner, it wouldn't.
That's what I mean. That's why you need the adult version.
Well, I'm going to work with this company and maybe
right.
make you one for Christmas.
There you go. I'd love it. And you
could
have fun little.
You're a big guy.
You could have fun. It could be like historical things. Like they could change the messaging. Like a pop in. I don't know. I love it. Go to WGNradio.com. You can see it. You can also go to our Facebook page. Are we doing the little thing that we do?
The thing.
Who wants to sign up?
Well, this one's been used, so I don't know if they want this one.
If you'd like a used chicken dinner. What's the website?
It's fredandfriends.com. I'll put it all up on WGN.radio.com and also Facebook.
Great idea. 7:56 in the morning. Quick break and we'll be right back.